with Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Feels Good is brought to you by the Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center in clinical affiliation with South Shore Hospital, where world-leading cancer care is available to you close to home. Learn more at southshorehealth.org/cancer screenings. Hey, Ayla! Mm-hmm. What's good?
Okay, so 16-year-old Shane Jones from Wakefield, Rhode Island is my guy. He goes yard sailing. He has a metal detector that he uses to find little trinkets. He has an antique collection where he's bought some really cool one-of-a-kind treasures from other people. And his new hobby, thanks to a YouTube tutorial, is buying storage units. And if you've ever seen the show Storage Wars, you know that there could be treasures in there that are worth thousands of dollars. I used to have Storage War on DVD, like the whole season on DVD.
I love that show.
It gets you hooked, right?
Because the guy in the show was like a jerk. He was always like...
The guy with the glasses? The older guy?
Yeah, was he?
Not that guy. Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that was his thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Anyways, I was hooked. So is Shane. A few months ago, he purchased a storage unit in an auction in Providence, Rhode Island. And instead of being super excited to open it up and find treasures, he was sad.
This isn't something like yard sales where they gave it to me and sold it to me. This is like where their stuff was taken because they couldn't pay it.
Basically, what he's saying is that the reason why the storage unit was for sale was because the renter of the unit couldn't pay the bills anymore. So Shane started going through the unit and put information together on who it belonged to. He tracked it down and found that it belonged to a woman who lived in a nursing home. And so he gave all of the belongings to her son, and the son was so grateful. And then he's like, wow, that felt kind of cool. He bought another one in Narragansett, and the same thing, gave all of the items to the owner of the storage unit, and he didn't keep anything for himself. And then another one in Johnston, Rhode Island, to a woman. This one really gets me. This woman had lost her child, and everything that the child ever wore or owned was in that storage unit, but this woman lost it because she couldn't pay her bills. And Shane gave all of it back to her. Here he is again talking about it.
They were all very happy. Tried to offer me money to repay it, and I didn't accept it just because it was something to do, and it was nice.
It was nice. Shane says he plans on saving up money and buying these units to continue to give people back their things. What 16-year-old kid does this? Shane does. I love him. That's your Feels Good story for today. And by the way, you guys know tomorrow's Freaky Friday Feel Good, and I've outdone myself.
Oh, my gosh.
I've outdone myself.
I love this story.
I have found a story about a rat.
A Feels Good story about a rat.
You didn't think I could do it.
Is it a rat that's actually secretly a chef in Paris? It works underneath a dude's hat?
Yeah, one time I had that idea and I sold it to Disney. And I'm really rich. Kidding. No, it's a different rat. I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow at this time.
All right, well, coming up, we're going to play $1,000 Minute. Here's a clue for $1,000 Minute. Does a diner generally drink an aperitif before, during, or after?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.